AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The landlord of the townhouse rented by the couple involved in the San Bernardino shootings in California allowed members of the media into the townhouse. Items spotted included family pictures and shredded documents. Investigators have said Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, stockpiled 12 pipe bombs, tools to make more explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammunition at the home. Meantime, a law enforcement source tells the AP that Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group. The AP's Tami Abdullah reports an alias was used in some Facebook postings
that indicated an admiration or allegiance to ISIS and one of their leaders, al-Baghdadi.
The posts were deleted after the San Bernardino attacks. Stocks are sharply higher in part because of the November jobs report. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the numbers.
The Labor Department says 211,000 jobs were added last month, a little more than analysts were expecting. In addition, the reports for September and October were revised upward by a total of 35,000 jobs. The unemployment rate for November stayed at 5%.
It's a very solid report.
Economist Hugh Johnson says it is all but certain the Fed will raise interest rates later this month.
This pretty much gives them the plenty of ammunition to justify increasing rates.
The report also showed that pay gains last month were modest. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrials up 336 points. The Arkansas Supreme Court has granted the state's request to put on hold a mandate to turn over information about the source of its execution drugs. An E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants has expanded to three more states, Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a total of 52 cases now have been reported in nine states. The outbreak started in October in Oregon and Washington. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. never had any doubts Iran had worked on nuclear weapons.
The real issue here is going forward, making certain that none of whatever happened in the past can happen going forward into the future.
Kerry wouldn't comment on this week's report by the UN Nuclear Agency that activities in Iran related to a nuclear explosive device occurred before 2003. The cause of death has not been revealed for the frontman for the Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Whelan. A statement on Facebook says Whelan died in his sleep while on tour in Bloomington, Minnesota. Whelan had been dogged by substance abuse problems throughout his career. Scott Whelan was 48. NBC says more than 11 million people watched last night's production of The Wiz, an improvement over last year's showing of Peter Pan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.